A press release by the St. Albans Police Department reads, "On February 21st, 2018, at approximately 11:30 hours, administration at BFA St. Albans were notified of an anonymous threat made at the school via a note. The threat was related to shooting that was to occur this afternoon, so the school immediately went into the secure the building mode. Officers responded, and along with BFA staff, the decision was made to send students home early. There was no active danger located at the school, and officers were on scene as students left for the day. The school was cleared by SAPD officers. Officers stood by at both St. Albans City and Town Elementary Schools as a precaution. St. Albans police are investigating the source of the threat that was made, and officers will continue to be at the schools as the investigation carries out. I remember in 2010, the Vancouver Winter Olympics aired. My fourth grade class was a beehive, buzzing in excitement and working relentlessly on Olympic-themed work packets. It was in this time of countries competing with one another that I fell in love with the American flag. I remember the one I drew in class made of construction paper and crayon. I was thrilled to see when America won in events and was proud to live under our nation's flag. Today, the flag represents something a little different. The reds represent the blood flowing down school hallways and past lockers during now common school shootings. The blues represent the bruises of those who beg for stricter gun laws, not revoke the Second Amendment, but to tweak it and reform it to make it protect the governed, and are beaten down because of it. And the whites represent the skin of the politicians and corporate owners that make it all possible. Is this the new normal? A freshman on my sports team asked me, tears flowing down her tensed face. I pulled her close, my heart hardened with pain and fury. No. No, it will not be. We are past the time where we idly sit, crossing our fingers and hoping that the problem will go away by itself. The best way and the only way to stop this is to start acting. Write a letter to your Congress representative and beg them to do their job and represent you. Do not fall silent until parents can feel safe sending their children to school and kids can stop worrying that the next school lockdown is not a drill. If you want to help, March 14th is a walkout. Students will pour out of their classrooms from 10 a.m. to 10:17 a.m. and flood the streets in waves of orange support and stand for a single minute for each victim of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting and send a message to Congress. Guns are meant to kill and need to be locked down and kept out of the hands of the dangerous. So mark your calendars and tie orange armbands around your sleeves. This is a start."